America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look who's joined us in studio.
It's Wes Drewham. Now, for young listeners and folks new to the program, years ago, Mr. Voice, one of our Mr. Voices, who does a lot of work for our sister station, V103, when the Falcons came over here to 92.9, and it was like, join Dave Archer and Wes Drewham.
And if you don't believe me, I carry it on my phone. So when you see me in the airport and you say it, I might pull the clip up on my phone and play it for you.
So if you're a tech fan or whatever, you've known Wes for all these years as a legendary broadcaster, why did Dukesville always say, Drewham, that's why, goes back about 10 years.
Because we heard that, and we laughed for about 3 hours in the studio.
until the management then came in
Correct.
Here and said, oh, they didn't do that. And then they went back down and re-recorded it and did it again.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's where that comes from, and we have fun with it. And I'm so glad Wes has allowed us to do that over the years. Good to have you in studio.
Thanks. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, man.
Everybody looks good. Mike looks good. Having a rough fall on Saturdays, but Sundays are looking up.
Well,
yes. By the way, I had to laugh. I know we're going to talk Falcons here. I got West. Double the West. We got two segments with West.
Yeah.
I just got an email from the Florida State Boosters. Great opportunity to be on the field after the Florida game, Thanksgiving week, for some photos.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined.
Well, that's a nice story to get you down.
Turtle, what do we think Mike on the field is worth to the American public? We can get this done, Carl. Carl, I feel this like, I mean, you know, no lie, Carl, this probably needs to be done.
I'd love to see him. He's been revolting ever since the first week. Well, Ireland, to be honest with you.
They've been revolting.
Yeah, since Ireland. He got back from Ireland. He was like, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was at the terminal in Dublin. I looked around. I didn't see a lot of leadership in that airplane terminal with those players getting on the charter.
I'm telling you. And so he's been on a downward spiral since then. The best thing about Sunday.
Fourth and one to Darnell Mooney did not suck. Woo! That would be
great.
That'd be near the top of the list.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
The best thing about Sunday was, where y'all going?
Right.
Oh,
Cowboy fans were scurrying out of Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
I know.
I almost said going to break. Dave, apparently they're offering something free in the Gulch. They're giving the great line, and people that know that listen to you, whenever I say they're getting out of here like somebody's giving something away free in the parking lot, that's the line. And I did not say that because I don't want to do it in a home game. It's much better on the road when the home team leaves.
Yeah,
we had that in Charlotte a few weeks ago.
Right.
There weren't a lot there to start with, but by the end, it was like we were having the Carolinas chapter of the Falcon Club meeting. That's what it was at the end in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That was great. We're talking with Wes Drewham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. But you're right. The Mooney play, the offense – as a whole, and we were just having this conversation, Mike and I, about the adjustments that were made once Drake went down.
Right.
I don't think a lot of casual fans that might have watched realized there were some tweaks there. And it worked, obviously, with Ray being in the game more and all those kinds of things. But let's just talk about this offense because it's what's carried this football team.
Yeah, and it's come in balance now. We've seen a game where there's run. We've seen a game where there's pass. We've seen a game now, a couple of them, where it's both. And I would put Saturday or Sunday rather in the both category. I thought you ran the ball effectively. I thought you threw the ball effectively. What you didn't have to do was throw for 500 yards like Kirk did against Tampa, which is fine, but you really want to achieve a degree of balance. And here's the other part about it. I think you're going to see as we evolve in the season, knock on wood, they stay right. healthy. I think you're going to see games where it's Pitts, games where it's Mooney, games where it's Drake, games where it might be Ray-Ray. Might be Kadarryl Hodge. I mean, Kadarryl Hodge had his first catch the other day since the catch against the Bucs. So I just think that that's kind of the way you got to look at this. I feel the same way about Bijan and Tyler in the run game. And it speaks to the width and the breadth, I guess, of Zach's playbook. And I'm pretty excited about where they're going to go and where they can go as long as they stay healthy. And I think Dahlman comes back, you get a little more depth built there. I think that's important as well.
I know that the Steeler game does seem like a century ago because, you know, Kirk wasn't 100%. Now, he told us there was a timeline for his recovery to where he could do all the things he wanted to do.
Sure.
And Zach was kind of limited by some of those things that Kirk was dealing with. And now, I got to tell you, Carl and I were talking about this off the air. I'm just afraid that we're not one and done with Zach because you know how offensive coordinators become hot properties, you know, in the offseason. I just love what he's doing and the rhythm they've gotten into.
You know, I think there are two things that are steering this team in a way that we just kind of passed over when it happened. And I think they're not very sexy topics, and that's why people just tend to move on. One is the and I talk about this in the college game with the intentionality of the transfer portal because coaches talk about we needed a guy who could do X, and we went after that guy. We didn't need a Y, Z, Q, and R guy. We need an X guy. Well, I think this is where Terry Fontenot and Kyle Smith and Ryan Pace and that group on the administrative side built the right roster with the right people. Darnell Mooney is an example. He's having a career year. Now, it may not show in terms of numbers or touchdowns or whatever the case may be, but I think in terms of his impact, it's been an important add, right? Coaching staff. Mike, to your point, think about when Raheem was named the coach and how quickly the coordinator stuff and all the other little layers of the staff started taking place. And remember, too, he kept a handful of guys who were here, which I thought was also really important. T.J. Yates, Dwayne Ledford, guys like that. I think that what you're going to see in Zach Robinson, he's a first-time offensive coordinator this year. And I don't know where teams are going to feel like Zach is, no matter what Atlanta does. I mean, they could continue to ascend offensively. I don't know. If the opportunities present themselves, good for Zach Robinson. But at the same time, too, I like the depth of the coaching staff, much as I like the depth of the front office. And I think we had to get there in a way. And we did it administratively. Now, certainly, it feels like it's happening from a coaching perspective as well.
Well, and I'll say this about Zach. For those who have not had a chance to visit with him or talk with him, he's one of the most upbeat guys.
Right.
Like, smiling.
They all are.
Smiling all the time. Like, he's not one of these guys that's in the lab and freaking out about stuff. Like, you see him and you talk to him and he's like, he's so just even keel. And I think that's important because in these games, sometimes stuff happens. And you don't need a guy up there that's panicking. And you just, to Mike's point, we didn't know what that was going to look like. Now we get a sense. Hey, sudden change situation or whatever, we turn it over, we're going to come back, we're going to call the right plays, we just need to execute.
Yeah, and I think the other part, too, and I failed to mention a guy like Jerry Gray on defense, who I think Jerry Gray, now with Jimmy Lake and some of the things that are happening over there, that also is helping that side of the ball. Look, we start out Mike Bell special the other day. We got Prescott on the ground, back-to-back snaps. I mean, I was surprised you didn't run on the field.
I tweeted, how about our Atlanta sack exchange?
I saw that, and I was like, Bell waits for no man on Twitter, Carl. But I thought that at the same time, the coaching density of this staff, and that's the best word I guess I've got for it right now, is really impacting the success of the team. But make no mistake, the positive reinforcement of Raheem Morris as a human being and the coach is a big part of why this team, I think, is gelling at the right time. And I think I heard you guys say this a couple weeks ago. It's fine to win big games early in the season, but the real big games start now. They start December. You want to be playing your best football at the end of the year, and hopefully that can be a reality for Atlanta.
Wes Durham's with us, guys. We got bonus Durham. We got two segments with Wes. We'll do some pro and college, and later Wes with tips on how to spruce up your tailgate. The thing about the Falcons.
Carl and I know exactly how to spruce up a tailgate. It doesn't have anything to do with potato salad.
This is true.
The Falcons defense. All right, let's get to it. We know that we've gotten better. We did. Yes, you mentioned it. We got back-to-back sacks. But do you think we – now, again, we'll never know what the ask is. We'll never know if all these media reports are inaccurate or whatever.
Sure.
But I just feel like the solution is not necessarily in the building. We need some extra help at outside linebacker, strong side linebacker, whatever you want to call it.
All right, let me ask you, the radio version of Jeff Darlington.
Yes.
What do you think the equitable terms would be to get – you want to use Ojulari? Go ahead. You want to use somebody else? Go ahead. What do you have on the table right now, if you're the general manager, to get Ojulari in?
We've got a fourth-round pick, and if it came down to, like, let's just say for argument's sake, a fourth round this year and a sixth-rounder next year, fine. Because I just –
I'm not sure the Giants are doing that deal.
Because – now, here's the problem. We don't have a third because that's what we gave the Patriots for Judon.
That's
correct.
And
he's certainly not worth the second. He is an unrestricted free agent at the end of – so it's a rental player anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you – unless you have him in the grand scheme of things, because we're going to get Braille and Trice back and other, you know, pieces. I just thought that you have a window, a finite amount of time with Kirk Cousins, albeit 2 or 3 years, and this seems like things are now ahead of schedule. So let's go for it.
Yeah. And look, there's always going to be the itch that every fan wants scratched on their team. That's right. Why it's the league, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, Kansas City's out there today, despite, you know, pulling one out last night against the Bucs. Kansas City's trying to scratch an itch, right? They did it with DeAndre Hopkins, but there still might be, oh, God, we got to do this in the run game. Oh, we need a backup here. Sometimes the math just doesn't work on the deal. And Atlanta, with an hour to go in this, may be one of those teams where the math doesn't work. Now, at the same time, you might be right, but the Giants strike me as a hard team to do a deal with right now because there's so much swirling about what they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know Sean very well, the GM, mm-hmm. and I don't know his background. Obviously, he's worked in Buffalo and some other places too. But, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to have to get a quarterback.
Correct.
They still have done some things in free – we all watch the Hard Knocks thing. They've done some things in free agency coming into the season to address run game. They let a corner go. They need some collateral. Maybe it's a player in picks.
Right. And that's something we haven't even talked about. We're just simply talking about draft stock.
And does Atlanta want to shed a player in picks?
Mm.
And to your point, is it a contract that's expiring? Is there some benefit either way? Don't forget, too, you're talking about a team you're going to play.
Right.
And sometimes that factors into it, weirdly. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, oh, well, we're going to play them down the line. We really don't need that moment.
Right.
And some teams back off that way, too. But would I be surprised? No. Would I be stunned? Either way, I'm not going to be one way or the other if they do or if they don't in the next hour and 7 minutes.
Another move that has happened, another Steelers trade.
God.
Steelers are adding proven pass rusher Preston Smith from the Packers for a seventh-round pick. This is a low risk move that could pay off big. Remember, they have TJ Watt. We saw these guys, Alex Highsmith. So if Preston Smith is motivated, which my guess is he will be.
He's on a deal. He's at the end of the year.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The Steelers add some depth to their front seven and they add more pass rush, which, guys, let's be honest. You're playing Lamar. I don't know what's going to happen in that division.
Right.
AFC is a beat. You got to have to go through the Chiefs. I mean, you start looking at this.
Chiefs, Bills.
Yeah, and you start saying, all right, if the Ravens. Steelers are in this mix, so this is a low-risk move for them, but that is another move for the Steelers, who also made a deal earlier.
Sorry to cut you off. 2.5 sacks this year, 8 the year before, 8.5, 9. So a guy, and he's big, sort of like the 3-4, 265, you know, sort of in between. You can play in tweener. Nice piece. Nice pickup for the Steelers.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. The Steelers are starting to – now, remember, they've got a quarterback insurance policy.
Yeah, and they picked up Mike Williams, by the way. They traded for Mike Williams.
Okay.
Yes.
So they've gotten a receiver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they've got the quarterback insurance policy with Fields and Wilson. They can run the ball. The offensive, by the way, the rookie center from West Virginia has turned out to be a fine, terrific player, handled the point of attack against us, and has done it just about to everybody else they've played. So how are they telling you by doing this they're going to win games? Defensively.
Yeah.
They're now going to say, if we can score 20,
we're
going to win every game.
We're good.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And I think that's what Mike Tomlin, that's the world they're comfortable living in this year. So if they think they can shut down, Kansas City would be the outlier, but the other two, they're capable of getting. And the Ravens are in their division. So Pittsburgh has got to find a way to get to Baltimore or settle on the wild card. And quite frankly, I don't know their schedule very well, Mike, but it would appear to me they've got to gun up here a little bit in the next month.
Well, they haven't played a division game yet.
Oh, they really got a gun up then.
That's right. And this is why.
They got six left then.
Unlike us.
They play the Ravens. They got the Commanders, Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers. Yeah,
Ravens, Commanders?
Yes. They've got the Commanders this weekend in D.C., and then they host the Ravens the following week.
And they are 6-3 or 7-2?
Commanders 7-2.
No, Steelers. 6-3.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pittsburgh and the Ravens are what, 7-2?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the Commanders are, should we say, right?
What's the Ravens? The Ravens?
Steelers are 6-2, Ravens 6-3, Commanders, as you just mentioned, 7-2. Yeah.
Okay, so the math now is really kind of, they're in the game, and they just need, and now the Ravens Commanders, that's a big double. That's like for Atlanta, you see these games, like everybody talks about New Orleans, Carolina then is week 18, that's the last division game. So you're going to play Sunday, and you're not going to play again until week 18. Think about it, though. You got Commanders, Giants. You got all these other games that are going to factor in the math of your ability to move up.
Move up. And these are big. Wes, we got to take a quick break.
Right.
More Wes coming up.
Game.
We're going to tell you why it's important for Georgia to continue to win. And you may say, well, that's an obvious assessment. Well, in this new college football playoff world, this is going to look a little different. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wes is in the studio with us. Wes Durham, the voice of our Falcons. And, of course, he calls college football. Let me just put it out there. Georgia and LSU.
Okay.
Both could finish, right, as we currently see them. LSU has two losses. Let's just say Georgia has to get past Tennessee. They got to get past Ole Miss. But the scenario is simply that you don't want this to go to common opponents. Because then you start talking about who you beat, who you didn't beat. And you could have a situation where, oh, well, it's Ole Miss and Florida, and we both beat them. But Georgia didn't beat Alabama.
Correct.
And now you're saying, all right, does a two-loss team, what's the chances of them being looked at differently, especially when you look at head-to-head? We don't know what the rankings are going to look like tonight, Wes, but these are the scenarios over the next 4 or 5 weeks that could play out that we haven't had to really deal with. It was a one-loss team or no losses, and you were going to get in the playoff. Now it's different.
Yeah, and I think the thing you have to remember, there are a couple ground rules here that you cannot forget in this process. Number one, the top four teams, the champion of the four leagues, are going to be seeded 1-4. Do not lose sight of that, okay? So tonight when they release 1-25, they're going to tell us if they're going to seed those top four champions at 1-4. Like, that's how they want to release the poll. My guess is they're just going to show you 25 teams. Okay? Then you have to remember ACC champ, SEC champ, Big 12 champ, Big 10 champ are going to be seeded 1-4. Okay? So then the Power 5 or G5 team, in this case Boise State, would be the fifth team. They can be no higher than 5, no lower than 12. Though somewhere in between, right? That's the five teams that get in the playoff.
My guess, though, is they would get a home game, right? They would not travel. They would be 5, 6, or 7, not 10, 11, 12.
Right now, I saw a projection this morning where Boise State is 12 playing Ohio State 5.
Wow. On the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's why I think at the end of the day, it still comes back to, even though technically, Wes, you just spelled it out, what it's supposed to be. So you're not going to send Alabama to Boise.
No, I don't think so. But you might send...
because it's got to be a good TV show at the end of the day.
It does have to be a good TV show, but LSU might have to go to Penn State.
I agree. Yeah.
LSU might have to go to Penn State. How about that?
Coach Hot Sauce going to win another big game against a ranked opponent?
Ole Miss might have to go somewhere. I mean, you know, think about that now. That's going to be the reality of this. That's why the games on the 20th and 21st, you cannot discount. You cannot take those games out of context. They are going to be impactful games. And by the way, I still believe that one of those teams that plays in the first round is going to get to the semis.
Right.
I still think that one of those teams has a chance to get to the Final Four. But tonight is going to be interesting. If I had to tell you the way I think it's going to fall tonight, I think Oregon's won.
Right.
I think Oregon's won. I think it's going to get pretty tricky after that. I think Georgia has a chance to beat 2. I think Miami has a chance to beat 2.
Have you had any Miami games in the ACC yet? It just seems like their defense is going to get them in trouble. I mean, I know Cam always finds a way to pull the rabbit out of his hat. It just seems like they're giving up too many points. A good passing offense will really get them.
Yeah.
They got Tech this weekend, by the way.
They got LSU feel to me. They got 2019 LSU feel.
Okay.
Miami.
Team of destiny.
I just think Ward makes that kind of impact like Burrow did.
Right.
I think he's got cats. Restrepo in particular will drive you crazy unless you're a Miami fan.
Right.
Because you turn around and you're like, he's not that big, but yet he's wide. Why can't
we defend that?
We defend that. And I mean, and also happy to think that they have a very quiet, collaborative run game behind a massive offensive line. Mm. So, but that's Miami. I think the outliers here are Iowa State, SMU. I think Ole Miss and Army are the fringe teams outside the 25. I think the real question here tonight is where's Notre Dame?
Mm.
Where's Indiana?
Right.
Okay. And where's Boise State? And if you're so inclined, is Alabama in or out?
Right, because right now it's 11 on the AP Top 25. Again, different poll. Coaches poll as a Bama, right again, on the cusp at 11 as well.
And for you Alabama folks who are riding around screaming at me.
Why do you hate Alabama, Carl? And now Wes.
I don't. Yeah, because Carl and I sound exactly alike. It's not that I don't think Alabama's good enough. I'm just curious as to see how those losses, and particularly the one in Nashville, is going to be qualified.
It should matter. See, this is the difference. This is where Mike and I maybe disagree on this whole thing. These games still matter.
Absolutely.
The idea that the regular season is you can dismiss it, I don't believe that. And I don't think the committee believes that. And I think a loss to a Vandy should matter. Here's the thing about Indiana. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Their season will be decided on November 23rd. Because that's the only ranked team they will have played all season, and that will be Ohio State. Now, where will Ohio State be at that point? They could be three, they could be four, they might be, who knows? Mm. But that is the issue with Indiana. They have beaten everybody on their schedule. They're scoring a lot of points. They're fun to watch. But they haven't played anybody that's ranked, and that won't happen until the second to the last game.
Okay.
What does the committee say about that if they lose, and now they're a one-loss team in the Big Ten?
And they're looking at analytics.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're not. So they're looking at game control. They're looking at all these other things. They're looking at strength of schedule and records and all this other stuff. And again, as I've said to you guys last year when we had this whole Florida State discussion, right, every committee is different. The composition of the committee is different, and the philosophical structure can be different. Now they're dealing with 12. So it's not the top four we're worried about anymore, and it's not the five. That's why Notre Dame to me is interesting. Mm. It's still Northern Illinois, folks.
Mm-hmm. That they lost to.
It's still
right?
Northern Illinois.
See, that's the thing. I mean, when you get into
and last week, everybody right. was, oh, Notre Dame's good because remember they beat Texas A&M. Well, then Texas A&M lost South Carolina. Somewhere in that room, mm-hmm. that wrinkle is in that decision.
But you said, like, BYU, their only ranked opponent, victory is Kansas State. You mentioned SMU's only ranked opponent is Pitt.
I'm just going to tell you this. The eye test on BYU is pretty damn strong.
They don't get penalized, and they got great defense. I mean, they're good.
Absolutely just hammer you.
Right.
They are as physical a football team as I think we have in a college game. It's going to be really, really interesting. The Holy War is this mm-hmm. week against Utah. And I think that's really going to be an interesting football game because that's the kind of game. And as we work our way down the stretch here, like Indiana plays Michigan this week, right? So you're talking about, well, Michigan hadn't done anything, Sherrone Moore. But, Carl, if Indiana and Michigan is tight, that impacts Indiana as much as it impacts
it
Michigan.
Does.
So BYU's in the same boat. BYU cannot have a bad day.
Right.
A bad day does not help BYU. Likewise, funny tie in this, SMU with one loss beat Pitt last week to knock them from the rank of the undefeated. SMU now has a path potentially to get to the ACC championship game to meet Miami since Clemson lost to Louisville.
Right, right.
How does the BYU factor impact SMU, who's probably going to be on the fringe of the playoff tonight when the rankings come out?
Right. And then the question will be, of course, the style points. Does a two-loss SEC team trump one of those teams you just mentioned, you know, because of the big boy and the nature of the bigger brand?
I've seen projections that have four Big Tens and four SECs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Carl last week. I think at the end of the day, they're going to go with the name brands. You know, there'll be a couple. They'll throw a bone to a couple of these schools, and look, Army, BYU would be an amazing story. But it's no fun if they get greased in one of these games. Then I don't think we'll have that argument for expanding to 16. Do you still feel we're going to have it a few years of this 12-team thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Until somebody at the television table writes a new check, Mike.
Right.
I mean, it's all nice and fine that you think that this can just happen on a flip of a switch.
Well,
you live down there in that street of fantasy, well, fine.
We went from 4 to 12 pretty quick.
Yeah, we went from 4. We went from 4 to 12
years.
Because you had an existing contract.
Right.
Yeah. See, and you're still working off the back end of that contract. That's why the run to 16 to me.
But they did tear up a contract that we all thought was in place for 10 years for 4.
Yeah, but, you know, let us always look at college athletics as the unstructured structure. Right? I mean, we still don't have any governance on NIL and transfer portal by anybody with any meaning.
Yeah.
Correct.
So.
And here's the thing, too. And, you know, again, this is why this is going to be fun, and we'll follow it as closely as we have, maybe even closer just because of the nature of what we're talking about here with all these different teams.
Right.
But this is, again, where I say, let me see. If you're telling me an Army's not going to potentially go on the road and beat one of these teams, let me see it. I'd be happy to say if they get their blanks blown out, so be it.
Right.
But they deserve, if they win, they deserve to be there. And that's the part that we have ignored over the years is, hey, they get blown out. They deserve an opportunity to be in this.
But the thing is, like when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, which is like one of those moments back
in the
day.
Oh, Statue of Liberty.
Right. It just seems like, but then now you're putting a tournament together. Now you got to go win three games, and you don't have the depth these other teams have. So it might be a one-game upset, but you're not going to be able to win the championship.
Look, I think that there's really two or three interesting teams, and I'll put Georgia on the list here, of teams that can deal with the physicality, deal with the depth, and deal with the skill level to move through the three rounds,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I just think that Georgia's one of those teams. I also, at this point, wouldn't put Ohio State past that category. I think Ohio State's got enough depth to do that. And I think Will Howard's played a lot better in Columbus than he did, you know, when he was in Manhattan, Kansas. BYU's one of those teams. BYU gets in this tournament, they're going to be a problem. Because, again, the physicality, the style of play that we were talking about, you go back and watch that Kansas State game. I mean, Kansas State, they got guys too.
They got pushed around.
Yeah, but you know how the Big 12's built, Carl. Big 12 plays in weather.
Yes.
Big 10 plays in weather. Somebody in that first weekend is going to have to deal with weather.
Right.
I mean, maybe they got to go to South Bend.
And it could be cold.
The BYU quarterback, Retzlaff, by the way, like 2,200 yards from scrimmage right now with 18 touchdowns, which, again, unless you've seen him late night.
You got to see him, man.
Right.
I mean, it's. I know it's, you know, Mike, you're, you know, it's not quite last call, but you need to take one of those games.
No, you got to watch the West Coast games. Those are your get-back games on your gambling back. You know, I mean, all your bets on Saturday afternoon, Carl.
I've been mentioning this about Genty all year long.
He is. He should go to New York.
He's the real deal.
Did you watch him last Friday night?
Unbelievable.
The fourth quarter, the guy was on fire in the fourth quarter.
So we've been talking about it. This kid's got 1,500 yards. He's chasing Barry Sanders all-time NCAA rushing record, which has been in the books, by the way, since like the late 80s, okay?
Yeah, Pat Jones and the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
And this kid's got 20 touchdowns by himself.
Right.
He's the best running back in college football.
But what's Barry Sanders' record again?
It's like 25. It's a thousand more yards. It's a thousand more yards. But think about
it. In 11 games.
That's how good Barry Sanders was. He was sick, and we just kind of forget about how damn good he was.
Barry Sanders had that number in 11 games. Yep. They didn't count bowl games then. He had 11 games and 2,500 yards.
Yeah. But this kid is legit. And my point is that nobody's been able to slow him down. Does one of these teams that they see in the tournament? Maybe.
Yeah.
But that is something that you've got to go see, and that's what makes them interesting. Wes, we got
to
run, man.
All right, guys. We're looking forward
real quick to the Saints. We got to go.
Yeah.
They're in disarray. That's my opinion right now.
It would appear that way, Carl.
It's a trap.
That's what Mike believes.
Oh, but you know what we do.
Tell me how you feel about
it. We trap the trap.
That's right.
We've already – Kirko told me. We trap the trap, don't
right
we?
On. We're going to go in their trap, take their trap?
Take the trap.
Okay.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their
trap.
There
we go.
That's what's up. All right, fair
and
enough.
And anytime we can roll Coach Vegas in here when the CFP starts rolling in, let me know.
I never...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.